And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Todd Mutal, who's director of LA Folk Roots, Louisiana Folk Roots, here to talk about their annual Cajun and Creole summer camp for kids that takes place at Vermilionville, which is where Louisiana Folk Roots is located. So before we talk about the camp, let's remind people about Louisiana Folk Roots, what the organization is, and what your mission is.
The organization was founded about 15 years ago, and the mission is pretty simple. We say that we are here to nurture, share, and perpetuate Louisiana's cultural expressions with an emphasis on Cajun and Creole culture and folk life. And so, you know, the idea is that our culture permeates, you know, society, our environment, our region, and you know, it's something, it's like air, it's oxygen.
Yes, well, and your statement is simple, and it is like oxygen, but there's so much that can be done, and I know that LA Louisiana Folk Roots conducts a lot of activities throughout the year, and you have a long history with particularly camps, allowing people opportunities to really immerse themselves in the culture. Balfa Camp was this spring, very successful, but that tends to be more adults, people coming from all over the place, and it seems like you really wanted to offer young people an opportunity to really get, a footing in the culture and particularly the music.
That's right. It was about 7 years ago. We had this idea to try to create kind of a connection point, a meeting ground, common ground for people to get together. Because, you know, yeah, the culture is, it's a way of life. It's part of our lives. But let's say that you're new to it, or you're learning more about it, or you just want to meet more people that cook the way you do, or maybe dance a little differently, or speak with some different accents or dialects. And so the kids camp it's kind of a rallying point. And when we started this camp, we really didn't know what to expect. We thought, well, maybe there's some kids out here who play music. Maybe there's some kids out there who want to play Cajun and Creole French music. And since this is our eighth camp, and since we started doing this 7 years ago, we've done eight camps in 7 years, we've been overwhelmed. We've been sold out numerous times, and it's really kind of become a musician's camp. There are kids who've come every year. There are kids who have now sort of made it through the ranks, and they're counselors in training. We're looking at developing programming for sort of high school-age kids and to try to create that kind of linkage so that, you know, really from the time – last year we put out this lullaby CD from the time you're born – until the time your time here ends,
you can hear the great strains of Cajun and Creole music everywhere.
That's right.
But it's also an opportunity for those of us who, as you said, it's in the air, the culture is in the air, but generations have changed, and it's no longer possible for everyone to hear that kind of music on their back porches. You know, maybe that happened three or four generations ago, but kids today may not have the same opportunities. And particularly within the context of Vermilionville, you all are offering them a very real semblance of how things used to be.
That's right. And it's also far more convenient because although you may have had the opportunity to learn from a family member or a neighbor in the past and maybe still do today, if you wanted to go learn from the stellar group of people we have teaching this year, that involved a lot of driving, a lot of scheduling, and a lot of time. And especially for a young person, you know, how are you going to get a ride to all these folks' houses and set all this up and pay for this and make it happen? And so what we try to do is create, again, that kind of place where people can make connections. And so we gather together some great instructors, really an incredible list of artists. And these young folks and their families come, and so it's a chance to learn a variety of things, a variety of styles, and also just a variety of levels. So when the camp started, and still to this day, the only requirement is that you have a working fiddle, accordion, or guitar. Accordions need to be in the key of C. Fiddles need to be tuned down. But all you got to do is show up. And if you don't know how to play it, we'll help you start figuring that out. Over time, though, we have less and less beginners, and we now have kids who've come to every single camp we've done, and they're great musicians, and they're a lot of fun. And so when they sit down with Mitch Reed or John O. Frischberg or Yvette Landry, they are really learning stuff and really sharing things. And of course, the rewards go both ways. The staff has been super dedicated and generous, and you know, it's a lot of work, but everybody has a lot of fun. And at the end of the week, you know, it's a bunch of great stories that have been created.
So the camp has progressed, and you have kids who are progressing each year. So you have some really intermediate and advanced classes, but you haven't gotten rid of the very beginners.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. That's gonna, something we're always going to do. And same thing at Balfa Week. You know, it's always better when, you know, a student is familiar with their instrument or maybe he's Cajun music. And so we select camp songs and we share those with the registrants. And so they can sort of start listening and getting attuned to what we're going to be kind of focusing on. But, you know, the real thing is that, you know, Sam Broussard said years ago, folk music is music of the people, by the people, for the people. And so anybody who wants to come and be part of this, come on down. And, you know, the other thing is that we just completed Balfa Week, as you mentioned, which is primarily adults. Young people learn a lot faster. And it's just a fact. And mm-hmm. So by the end of the week, you know, you're like, wait, she's in beginning fiddle? You know, mm-hmm. and yeah, mm-hmm. she is.
It made so much progress.
Yeah, and it's immersive. It's a 40-hour week for these young people.
So let's go through the week and what they do during the days to perhaps give some parents and kids who've never participated an opportunity to perhaps see what they might be getting into.
It's super fun. The thing that you're going to see, though, is that we have two classes on your instrument every day. So if you're fiddle, accordion, or guitar, you're going to have two 45-minute sessions in a group with an instructor. You're also going to have a band lab. You're going to join a band and play a role in that band, and that's going to take about 45 minutes a day as well. So you're going to have these three classes. So at the end of the week, you're going to have maybe – I think it ends up being about 13 just music classes. A lot of the other activities, though, are music or music-related. There's dance class every day. There is a vocals class every day. There are a couple different sessions where we involve foodways. We're actually we've been making boudin now for 8 years, and I think we're getting pretty good at it. And but we also do a lot of other stuff. We're working with the Chittimacha tribe this year, and we're going to really kind of focus some of the arts and crafts activities around First Nations people. We are going to really kind of do an exchange there, even with dance forms and stuff like that. And, you know, then there's just some fun stuff, some canoeing, you know, some enjoying the grounds of Vermilionville. And you know, we watch a few movies, have a few guest presenters, do some storytelling. We have some projects that the kids – we got a couple things that are kind of secrets this year. But they're sort of, you know, group projects where the band is assigned a task. And over the course of the week, they work to complete it.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's extremely fun. Got to be careful in an interview not to say it's more fun than Balfa Week, but it is.
Well, as you said, there's an energy and an intensity to children that, you know, as excited as the adults are, just seeing a child's face when they're learning something new is wonderful. What are the ages of children who are allowed to come to the camp?
8 to 14 is our target. Mm-hmm. We have had children who are a little bit younger if they study with one of our staff members throughout the year, you know, and they sort of have that reference and they can maybe study with that staff member. We'll take a younger student. It is kind of a long day. It's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. I should mention it's June 15th through 19th. It's coming up. So it's kind of a long day. So, you know, you definitely want to be up for it. But, you know, it's really fun. It's even the music classes. I mean, Brazos Huval is one of our longstanding instructors. And, you know, his classes are a blast. He makes them hold their bows a certain way and walk a certain way and line up in certain orders. And they just have a lot of fun with it. And on the last day, it's really fun because we do a parent camper dance, and we also have the camper band showcase, and you will see all kinds of fun stuff. There'll be skits. And this is, you know, this is 5 days. And now, granted, some of these kids have known each other for years now, and some, you know, they hang out year round. We have a whole lot of kids from Brobridge and St. Martin Parish that study mm-hmm. with Brazos, in fact, and also with Mitch Reed and Henry Hampel and Dave Trainer. But a lot of these kids are just meeting one another, and so that's really what it's all about: is these relationships and these friendships. And it's neat that they're based in the culture in a lot of ways. But you know, we'll have a disco dance party every once in a while. We'll do a few different activities.
Cajun and Creole disco. It's a new genre. You know. Well, and I think we've talked about in the past how some of these kids really have formed lasting relationships and created little bands that, who knows, could be the next Grammy-nominated band around
that
here.
That is no joke. Mm-hmm. And, no, there are bands who come to camp. They're already in a band, and there are bands that – have gigs and just really, you know, amazing things. And, you know, you really can't say enough about the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and nannies and power aunts who support these kids throughout the year. We're going to do another activity this year on the Wednesday evening, Buck and Johnny's. They have we go jam over there. You know?
Oh, so you leave Vermilionville and you head to and the real world.
It's an evening gig, and there's
like
tipping.
Working musicians.
There's tips involved.
I want to tell people who are just tuning in, my guest is Todd Mouton, who's director of Louisiana Folk Roots, here talking about their annual Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids, which this year takes place June 15th through the 19th. This is your eighth year. And we're talking about some of these more advanced students who've been together and creating bands. But again, we want to stress that you do accept complete beginners starting at the age of eight. You just have to have an instrument, a working instrument. Some parents out there may have some questions about where's the best place or what do you do? Should they call Louisiana Folk Roots and y'all can
Absolutely.
Help guide them in that matter?
Absolutely. And we answer lots of questions. That's what we do a lot of this time of year. Okay. But there are so many great community resources now. Mm-hmm. Most of our staff teach students year round.
And so they may know of places. So that's not really an obstacle. If you think your child would like to do this, if you would like to see them exposed to Cajun and Creole music, don't worry about not having an instrument. Just give a Louisiana Folk Roots a call and they can help you out on that. So let's go over the staff again. You've mentioned a few of them, but
sure.
Just for the parents and the kids, who will be there?
Our camp director is Yvette Landry. She's been kind of heading things up for a couple of years. She's full of great ideas. Of course, multi-talented, plays in a lot of different bands.
She's been in education for a long time.
Absolutely.
As well.
You know, great background in education. And she's put together an incredible program. Our founding director, Henry Hample, been with us all through the camp. Also a great educator, very knowledgeable, multi-instrumentalist. Pretty much all of our instructors, just like with Bolf Week, they can pretty much teach a variety of instruments. Brazos Huval from Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, Dave Trainer, Nouveau String Band and other groups, Corey Little Poplade, great Zydeco band leader, Mitch Reed of Beau Soleil, and John O. Frischberg of many different bands and also an educator. They're our core staff this year. We'll have some guests. Kim Walden's coming from the Chittimacha tribe. And like I said, we'll probably have a guest, a canoeing safety instructor and a few things like that. You know, and we'll look at some videos and some historical materials and, you know, we'll pull up the internet and watch some video of our instructors in action and we'll even film some video of our students and play it back for them the next day. In fact, they were featured on the TV news last year and everyone enjoyed seeing their segment multiple times.
So lots of multimedia, social media going on at the camp as well. And just listening to the list of instructors involved, I mean, just having encountered them over the years, what an incredible array of warm, personable, energetic people that you have working with these kids.
Good choices. Well, thank you. And when we teach, I mean, they're incredibly dedicated and loyal and they've been with us for years and years. And it's a family thing. It really is. And, you know, when we teach dance class, we have a live band. I mean, they play, you know, and then they play for the camper student. So, you know, it's a very real world kind of a thing, but it's also set in the modern world. And the idea that these young folks can make friends with these instructors and have so much fun palling around with them is, I think, really powerful.
And that they're learning to dance at such a young age. That's wonderful.
You know,
they're ready to hit the dance halls later.
the students will protest a little bit, but, you know.
They'll be glad someday.
Oh, they're good dancers and they have fun. And then on Friday when they get their, you know, parents and grandparents out to dance with them, we call it the Sha Festival. Because that's all you hear in that whole room.
Oh,
you get the flash bulbs and it's Sha this and Sha that. And it's beautiful, you know. Yeah. It's fun. And I think they're proud of what they come up with. And we're certainly proud of what they learn.
You all have a website, lafolkroots.org. Is that the best place to go?
Absolutely.
Basic information.
You can register there. You can apply for a scholarship. You can, send us an email. Our phone number is 337-234-8360. You know, give us a call, stop by the office, whatever. Registration is limited. There are only about a couple dozen spots left. We max out around 50.
And that starts on June 15th.
Monday, June 15th through Friday, June 19th.
3 weeks or so till it starts. Again, Todd Mouton, my guest, director of Louisiana Folk Roots. This is the 8th annual Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids. Beginning June 15th, it's guitar, fiddle, and
Accordion. The squeeze box.
So find out more about, if your child doesn't have an instrument, you can give them a call and find out more about that. For children ages 8 through 14, you mentioned you are kind of looking ahead to maybe having a high school
camp. I think next summer we're going to probably
have some of your kids are getting, they have nowhere else to go.
Well, exactly. And we want to make that connection. We want, we want there to be these kind of opportunities. And again, it's only once a year, the kids camp, but we feel like it's an incredible week and hopefully it kind of has some lasting value year round. And we're looking forward to starting it up again.
Well, I'll look forward to those SHA moments on the Friday. Todd, thank you so much for your work with Louisiana Folk Roots and in particular this kids camp. And again, for more information, check out lafolkroots.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Embarazo, papá, esta mamá, repulsar.